Welcome to the July 24th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. In part 4 of her interview with ACT, Elizabeth Walsh, founder of Walsh Clinical Advisory and co-author of the Clinical Execution Blueprint, explained why execution failures surface where they are visible but originate where conditions were set. ClinOps leaders too often inherit problems created upstream in protocol design and governance structures, inheriting accountability for failures they had no hand in creating. In a new contributed article, authors from ICON examined how the European Health Data Space, adopted by the EU in March 2025, reshaped CRO roles from data custodians to authorized users within regulated processing environments governed by health data access bodies. This transition creates strategic opportunities for pan-European studies and enables CROs to position themselves as trusted partners delivering regulatory-ready, real-world evidence at scale. And last but not least, in a PharmExec interview, Dr. Richard Graham, chairman and co-founder of True Technologies, clarified that the U.S. competes with Australia for Phase 1 trials, but with China for later-stage development, where state coordination and large treatment-naive patient pools drive faster execution. Graham argued that Project Trailblazer misses the core problem. U.S. clinical trial stakeholders lack alignment on shared goals. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again next week for more updates shaping clinical operations and drug development. Have a great weekend.